The podcast currently gets 1,500,000 downloads every month and has had a total of 26 million downloads since its launch on July 1st, 2020.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and every single Monday, a successful podcaster with tens of thousands of listeners plus and a fully monetized show will leave you a 5 to 10 minute voice note sharing their stories, strategies, failures, and the mindset needed to grow a successful show. And today is one of those very special episodes, so I'm going to let Gary take it away.
Hi, my name is Gary Arndt. I'm the host of Everything Everywhere Daily, where listeners can learn something new every day. The podcast currently gets 1,500,000 downloads every month and has had a total of 26 million downloads since its launch on July 1st, 2020. First question, when did you know it was time to go all in on your podcast full time? And the answer is day one. I did so many things with this show that you're not supposed to do. And one of the things is people always say is don't quit your full-time job when you start. Well, I didn't quit my job. The job sort of quit me. Prior to starting this podcast, I had been a travel influencer, a travel blogger. I basically spent the last 13 years before the pandemic started traveling around the world. I had a very popular website. I had social media accounts with a very large following, and I worked with a lot of travel brands. And within about a two-week space in March of 2020, absolutely everything fell apart. All the contracts I had were canceled. Traffic to my website plummeted. All affiliate sales from links on my website dried up. Basically, 95% of my income disappeared. I had been podcasting for quite a while. I started a podcast with some other friends of mine back in 2009 called This Week in Travel. We had been doing that for 11 years. It also got killed by the pandemic. And I had some ideas for other podcasts that I wanted to do. And one of them was a show that was going to be a different topic every single episode on different subjects in history. And my first episode was going to be on why is the Mona Lisa so popular? So I began doing research and I realized that I eventually had enough to do like a 2 to 3 hour show. And I figured, well, I could do this one episode maybe once every 2 weeks. The problem is I did the math on it. And even if I was to do advertising, it just didn't work. And I had met a guy that I knew who had a daily podcast the year before, and we were both speaking at an event, and we were at a speaker's reception, and he was telling me that he was basically moving away from a lot of the other things he did. He had a very successful conference that he ran. He wrote books and stuff, and the reason was because he had a daily podcast, and he said doing a daily podcast was one of the best things he ever did. So I thought maybe rather than doing one show every 2 weeks, what if I did a show every day? And took a different approach. Rather than take a howitzer to a topic, I did like a shotgun approach and covered many different things, which is not what was being done with a lot of history podcasts. Most history podcasts go in depth in one subject and beat it to death. Because everything had dried up on me and I really felt this was a good idea for a show, and everyone I pitched it to who are podcasters loved the idea, they all just said it was crazy because it would require so much work. I threw myself into it. I did the first episode on July 1st, 2020, and I've been doing it ever since. And because it's a daily show, I literally put out an episode 7 days a week. I do some reruns nowadays, but by and large, it was my job from day one. Question two, what was the biggest failure along the journey of growing your show to its current state, and how did you respond to it? I can't say I've had any failures per se. The trajectory has been upwards pretty much since I launched the show, but there have been periods where growth has been sluggish or things have plateaued. And so I would say the biggest problem there was not doing enough promotion of the show. That leads me to question number three. What do you think is the most important reason why your podcast has grown to over 10,000 downloads each month? Well, I hit 10,000 downloads a month pretty early on, but there are several reasons. The first of which is I do a daily show. So if there's a function that you could create that explains why a show is successful, obviously part of it's going to be the quality of the show, obviously. But then there are other things that go into it as well. The longer the show has been around, time, That's a variable. But another variable is also the number of episodes you put out. Every episode is an opportunity for someone to discover you. Not only will there be more keywords, but the more episodes you have, the more traffic you get, the more the search engines in Apple and Spotify tend to favor you. And then for a show like mine that covers basically everything, it casts a very wide net, which means that I get a whole lot of people discovering the show through search. But the other thing I did to help promote the show, which has been critical, is that I spend money on promotion. A podcast is a media property, no different than putting out an album, a book, or a movie. And if you have a very large movie that goes out, or an album, or something like that, you're going to spend money promoting it because you want people to show up. And a podcast is no different. You're asking for people's time, time that could be spent on the latest Marvel movie or listening to the latest Taylor Swift album. Instead, you want them to listen to your podcast. And so what I've done is I purchased ads on other podcasts. I've purchased feed drops, and I've also bought ads on podcast apps. And you can see very clearly how effective that is in terms of growing a podcast. And it's one of the best things I've done. I've tried other things as well, including social media. And I've talked to many other podcasters that are in my boat that are getting seven-figure downloads a month, and they all agree social media simply does not work. It may work if you have a very small niche podcast, but if you truly want to grow your audience, the only thing that works is promoting within the podcasting ecosystem. Question 4, how has your relationship with podcasting and outlook changed as you've moved from A, starting off, B, the show just taken off, and C, where you are now? The actual production of the show has changed very little. It is a one-man operation. I do everything. I write, research, and record the show myself. I do all the editing myself, and I do that every single day. What's different has been the results. When I started off, I basically made no money for the first 18 months. And then for a year after that, I made a little bit of money, maybe enough to cover rent. And then I would say in the last year, things have really taken off, and I'm now bringing in multiple five figures on a monthly basis. The show has reached a point where I now have to start hiring people to help me. The actual production of the show, I'm probably going to continue doing for at least quite some time, but the business part of the show, I'm going to need to bring someone in to help because there are other monetization opportunities that are available, merchandise opportunities, tours for listeners, potential books. There's a lot of things that are possible for me right now, but it's very difficult to do when I'm trying to put out a show every single day. I'd eventually also like to hire a team of writers because currently writing and researching is the biggest time component of producing the show. And if I can get some help in that, then that should free up a lot of time for me for doing other things. Number 5, what advice would you give to a podcaster who loves doing it but is currently struggling to grow and can't seem to figure out how to reach their goals, both tactically and mentally? If you want this to be a business, you have to treat it as a business and you're going to have to invest money into show promotion. There are 5 million podcasts, depending on what number you use out there right now, that are available via RSS. And there's about 380,000 podcasts that are updated every month, which means there are a lot of options and no one is going to find you naturally unless they somehow already know who you are. As I stated before, this is the same thing that other media properties such as movies, television shows, books, and albums have to do, and there's absolutely no reason why a podcast wouldn't have to do this. If you look at what big podcast networks do to grow a show, they invest a lot of money at the launch of the show to grow their audience. And if you're struggling to grow, you'll probably need to do that too. You don't have to spend a lot of money to start. You could start buying ads on Podcast Addict or Overcast or Podbean or Podcast Republic or places like that. You could do that for a couple $100 a month. You could do ad swaps with people. You could buy feed drops on related shows. There's a host of things that you can do within the podcasting ecosystem, but at some point, you're probably going to have to do that if you really want to grow your audience.
So if you enjoy this episode and you want to hear more from successful podcasters who've done it, who've been there and done that, who've built up an audience into the thousands, if you want to hear them share their experience with you every single Monday, be sure to subscribe to While Your Podcast Isn't Growing so you never miss an episode. And on Wednesdays, of course, we're going to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps you can start taking today to fast track a slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and you have been amazing. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in Wednesday's episode.